we will make a arati ceremony where not only the pujari offers lights and things and devotions, but also all of you will be able to offer a lamp to the deities. Maybe this needs to be prepared so that it can be seamlessly, nahtlos, sagt man in Deutsch, come to this. Let me just check the program. Yeah, we have a few surprises, like always. I would like to start the program. Now, in all seriousness, I do hope that you can concentrate your distracted minds and bring them really into this program. Maybe you want to look a little bit around first. Have you seen the deities on the altar? Have you noticed their outfit, what color their outfit is today? Have you noticed the cows and the deer? Have you taken notice? Have you been conscious, or are you still in your own little worlds? It's good to leave that little world now and enter into the sacred space of Krishna consciousness.
Janavala, Diva.
Jayo Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parabrahma Jagacharya Ashtatar Satasisya Istivani Gireis Lave Charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki His Confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsako Si Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapudam Ki Ganga Maya Munamai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaura Premana All glories to the assembly. All glories to the assembly. Glories to the assembly. Glories to Sisi Guru Ji Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ji. So, Krishna, Krishna, with great pleasure I want to welcome all of you, our dear devotees and friends of Krishna and everybody who sees this, to this evening of Krishna consciousness, where in this place, which some call the Dharma Castle, Shishi Radha Kunya Bihari welcomed. I would like to say how these beautiful deities came to me personally, because I feel that in this little, let me say, historical event, the deities have revealed some of their very specific qualities. All forms of Krishna have a very specific mood. Lord Narsingadev has one mood, Lord Rama another mood, Lord Krishna has another mood, and I believe in his form as Radha and Kunya Bihari there is still another mood. The deities came to me in a, during a pilgrimage to the village in which our Nityananda Prabhu, the Lord Nityananda Prabhu, appeared. This village lies about 6.5 hours by car from Shida Mayapur. It is Ekachakra. We had made a journey from Mayapur. I think we had 3 buses with us. I was sitting next to Yadubara Prabhu, and we had gone for a 1-day visit of all the temples in Ekachakra. When the visits came to an end, that is during noontime, we had some extra time reserved where each devotee could stay, spend time in Ekachakra on their own. There were some devotees who made a group to read from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Another group were sitting in the temple of Bankima Roy and did kirtan. But I decided to go on my own into a lonely place. I remember there were some bamboo trees there and chant extra japa. So I guess because of the influence of this holy land which was touched by Lord Nityananda, my japa was enriched by devotional feelings, strong devotional feelings of longing for Radha and Krishna. I think you all know when these devotional feelings come to you and you seem to awake from months of forgetfulness and divertedness, the feelings are so strong. And they tell you in essence, I only need you, Radharani and Krishna. This sometimes happens, I believe, to most of us, if not even all of us, that there is a time when the world loses its colors and doesn't look attractive any longer. We feel another movie can also not help us. Another diversion cannot help us. Not even a new car can fill that emptiness in the heart. No money, and only one relationship, the relationship to Radha and Krishna. It happens often when we go on pilgrimage. It's a moment of clear consciousness, when our consciousness is not filled with so many, let me say, things which the material energy puts inside, so many goals, so many diversions. So we all know this, and I had this at that time, and I was just chanting and really calling for Radha and Krishna to please accept me in the service. Then I heard the horn. The Indian horn is very loud. It means the first sign, everyone please come back, the buses are leaving. I did not want to come back. A second time, we will soon leave, and according to our agreement, those who don't come will have to stay here, so you better come. And I did not want to come. Then I did not think where I would go back was better than what I experienced at the present moment in Eka Chakra. So then the third time, and this was a very urgent call, and so I thought, well, I have really no place to stay, I don't know the language, I have no money with me, maybe I should go. So I was up very late, and I ran. I ran very fast. I noticed all of a sudden I was passing by the frame of a door, you can say, an open door. And as I passed, someone caught my attention, and because I was running very fast to catch the last buses, I continued to run. It's something like, I would like to give you an answer, an analogy. Let us say I'm going by in the apartment of Anandavaran and Kanupriya, and for a moment I look into the living room, and I see, let me say, in the living room a particularly nice, we call it Karaffe in German language, a vase it looks like a vase, but it is full of drinking water, and it catches my attention. And although there are many other things in the room, books, furniture, people, my attention was caught by this thing that's full of nice natural energized water, and I only see that. So the same situation was when I ran by this open door, I only saw Radha Kunya Bihari, nothing else. They were there in the back portion of the courtyard heißt was wie Innenhof, and they were there with many other deities, which were made by a deity, Vola. But I somehow understood that they were not here as items to be sold, but they were here to give me an answer to my chanting. I had chanted, oh Krishna, where are you? And now I was running by that open door and looked and only saw Radha Kunya Bihari. It was for me a devotional moment where Krishna seemed to say, here I am. It's a little bit like the Sufi poem Rumi says, for every Allah, Allah, the Lord answers, here I am. It was a little bit like that feeling which he expressed in that poem. I had called for the Lord, I'd called with feeling, I have had caught with, I could say, some exclusivity. I didn't want anything else except for them. And now I was running to the buses, but on the way, Radha Kanya Bihari were there. I was had a lot of speed. At that time, I could run very fast. And it took me like 30 to 40 meters to stop. What was that? I will not let them. I saw Krishna for a blink of a moment. So I moved back. I inspected the many doorways and found that one doorway which led to Radha Kanya Bihari. And I immediately, it was clear to me, I went to the person and said, it was Bengali, they only speak Bengali. Radha Krishna, Germany cello. And he said, the Bengali man said, "Nay, nay, nay, Ika Chakra," meaning they will not leave Ika Chakra. But I really wanted them, so I said, I argued, and the argument was not going anywhere because I didn't know the language. Then I remembered in the bus sat the granddaughter of Srila Prabhupada. She is married to my godbrother Bhima Prabhu, and she is Bengali like anything. So I went and found and said to the bus, "Please stay, I'm coming, just now coming." And I got Bhima Prabhu and his wife, the granddaughter, who is the granddaughter of Prabhupada, and went and entered into a serious discussion about how these deities belong to me. I called their name and they said, "Here I am, here we are." And I won the argument. 700 rupees helped also a little bit. That's nothing. What is the price of God? Certainly more than 700 rupees. So the man said he would bring the deity to me, and I said, "Yes, then I will give you the Lakshmi at that time when you actually do it." And I waited for one whole week or one and a half week, and I became really desperate because I thought this man would not give me the deities in time. I had to go back to catch my flight to return. But on the last day, I saw from the roof, I was standing on the roof, a skinny little man, I couldn't recognize who it was, with a dingy-dongy bicycle, coming down, driving down the on the dam, you know, the road is on the dam, and coming to Shidam, to the gate, and then I couldn't see him any longer, and all I remembered is, strangely, he had two bags, one on the right side of his lenka, you know, the thing where you move the bicycle or steer the bicycle, and the other bag on the left side of that, so that, you know, front thing where you steer your bicycle. It looked strange, and he was going like driving. He was not comfortable in driving because he was carrying something which was an obstacle to his steering the bicycle. I forgot about it, but then this little skinny man stands with me before me. He had asked for me. I had given him my name, Shashinandan. And he had these two bags. And from one bag, I saw a peacock feather coming out. "They have come, they have come." And The man was really nice. He said the deities had appeared to him in the dream. He actually had no intention to give them away. He wanted to worship them himself, or either himself or in the temple of his brother, who is a Brahmin priest, and so on. But he brought them, and that's how the deities came to me. I do not feel, and I never felt, these deities came to me because of a purchase which I made. Like nowadays, we go to Jaipur and order deities. We have an exact concept how large they should be so that they fit on our altar. I really felt the deities came due to an intense desire and a personal request of mine. I had not thought of what I did. You know, in our society, there are very strict laws of worshipping Radha and Krishna. You need a minimum of 8 initiated brahmanas to do this. I had overstepped all these laws, because a man who is hungry does not look for laws. He eats. So I was full of longing for Radha and Krishna, and I had not thought how I would worship them. They came. At that time I was living in Heidelberg, the Center for Vedic Studies, where some of you have been. I remember Bhagavad Dharma joined there. Later Syamnam also came, and Ananda Vardhan came. At that time he was not a married man yet, but I believe also Kanu Priya joined in Heidelberg at the Center for Vedic Studies, or a little later in Ascon. Did you see the Center for Vedic Study, Ananda Vardhan? No, Emmanskund. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there they came, and I had asked Pankajangri Prabhu or Jananivas, one of the two twins, what to do. Did I do a mistake? I just took Radha and Krishna from Ekachakra to Heidelberg. I have no idea how to worship them. And he said, love is never a mistake. What an answer. Huh? That's one of the ministers of deity worship. So I had them in my room. There was a little altar made, which is now in the house of Bhagavad Dharma in Syamnam, serving as an altar for Srila Prabhupada. It was done by Brajendra Kumar, beautiful piece of devotional art, I would say. And I had a curtain there, and whenever I preached to punks or to people who smelled, I closed the curtain. Whenever the first thing I did in the morning is I offered my obeisances to Prabhupada and Radha Kunya Bihari and begged them for their mercy, and they stayed with me in my room as sometimes people who have great affection for each other like to stay in the same room. Maybe some of you know this, no? So they were in my room in an altar. Sometimes articles were offered. I became devotees came close to me, and soon many devotees began to offer them various services. I remember there was a young little devotee from Bosnia, a very small sized person, was always running and doing so much service. And Gorangi was her name. And so many devotees began to love the deities like anything. Then we moved from Heidelberg to Golokadam, and I felt they should now not live with me in the same room. I mean, I'm so restless, and I'm going sometimes late to bed because I have very late programs, preaching programs. They should have their own temple room, and that's why we built in Golokadam Karuna Bhavan. You might remember when you would visit, I would live downstairs and you would go up a very narrow staircase, and then you would enter this beautiful temple room which was full of light. The central altar where Radha Kunya Bihari, then on the left side where Shishi Gonitai, and on the right side Satpuja, and then there was a Vyasasan of Srila Prabhupada. And I remember whenever I was in Golokadam, many, many people came for programs, and they all came to that little forest temple of Radha Kunya Bihari, which was lying just next to a river, whom we renamed Jamuna, and next to a mountain, which we renamed Giriraj Govardhan. Beautiful, beautiful temple. Time waits for no one and moves on. It's the most powerful representative of Krishna in this material world. I became very ill after a traumatic surgery and was diagnosed cancer, and was really ill, and I felt the only way for me as a person who believes very strong in that health comes when you change your attitudes. I knew I needed to change my life entirely, and for that I wanted to change the place. I was actually thinking of moving away from Germany because I'm an atypical German. I'm not a typical German. Maybe some of you have noted by now. I decided to go to Croatia and live my life in the Balkans. That was my plan. And the first thing I did is, Radha Kunya Bihari must come with us. So we went to the Balkans, to Zagreb. They came on the altar there, on the main altar. Temporarily, I wanted to rent a house and invite slowly a team of servants with whom I could do the different preaching operations, which I do all over the world. And we looked at a house. I thought it was nice. It was 3 meters by foot from the Zagreb temple, and we wanted to make a temple room for the deities there. But the Lord had other plans for me. This was the second time where I tried to immigrate, disimmigrate, or run away from Germany. The first time I wanted to stay in Scandinavia for the rest of my life. This was the second time where I wanted to, but the Lord had other plans for me. He wanted me to come to back to Germany, but now the deities were there. They were worshipped on the altar in Zagreb. The leaders of the Zagreb Yatra were very happy that the deities were there, and they always came to the japa retreats which we were doing on the island of Ish, and the Serbian summer camp. Maybe some of you have visited. I think Govinda Damayanti have visited. Oh, speaking about Damayanti, when the deities moved, I needed one person I could absolutely rely on, because I'm moving so much in my life. I'm a mover and a being moved person, and I needed someone to oversee the worship. And I requested Damayanti to do this, who had also in that time returned from Goloka Dham to Zagreb. And she remained throughout the Belkane episode of Radha Kunya Bihari, the person who oversaw the worship. She didn't do her service was not to do the worship, but to make sure that there would always be the right arrangements and facilities. And as I said, I'm very grateful to all the leaders of the Zagreb temple who worshipped the deities like anything, and it was very nice, and the deities blessed many, many, many people in the Balkans by also traveling to various retreats and various summer camps, etc. Then, in the summer of this year, it became clear to me that most probably I will not stay in the Balkans. It didn't happen for a few years, so it seems it would not happen in the future. And I wanted to ask the deities to be with me. I always feel these deities are my deities. And they seem to have always related like this to me. You know, when I was once in India, we had just ended a beautiful Govardhan Parikrama. It was one of these ecstatic, out-of-the-box, beyond-your-limits parikramas. We had started near Govindakund, and we had danced the whole night. It was the last day of Kartik, I believe, where you do the when there's the full moon and when you do the your parikrama in the full moon. Why? Because Radha and Krishna are dancing at one of their places at Giriraj. And so we had one of these kirtans where we danced. I remember Sharanga Thakur was playing the madanga, and we were all sweating, and we were totally in ecstasy. And many, many Indians and British Parsis had joined us. There was a whole caravan of chanted. I took all my Indian melodies out and chanted. We had a good microphone and a sound system, and we were in bliss. Like anything. Then we enter, the Radhakund area, and we do this turn to the left where it says Parikram Mark here. You know, and this sign is made by the Gaudiya Math because they want that the pilgrims circumambulate also Radha, the temple of Radha Kunya Bihari. And I remember at that time we were going, the deities were still open because it's that night, you know, that night of the full moon where the deities are all night open, they are in a white dress and so on, and we were there chanting, totally dancing, and we were going by them, and I looked at Radha Kunya Bihari who are installed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Radhakund, and I hear my heart, you are not a good devotee. You want to enjoy Krishna consciousness, but you don't want us to, you are not thinking of us. We are in Germany freezing in that little temple. It must be warmer. I was thinking, I really was shocked. But we were so much, there was a few hundred people behind us, and we were just going for it, as they say in England, in English language, going for it. Really, like the kirtan was really steaming. And then I was continuing. continuing, then all of a sudden, when you have extended care, you don't know where you go. We just went around the Kundas and came out of Radha Kund, still dancing. And I said, Radha Kund, you'll be hard. He said, I'm not a Kund. I just want to enjoy for myself, not give them pleasure. I got it all wrong. Oh, poof, what do I do? Poof. Maybe I should now think a little bit more of Krishna doing this kirtan, do a little bit. So I remember the whole, from Radha Kund to Govinda Kund, where we needed to end the kirtan, I thought, the whole point of Krishna consciousness was taught by, in one sentence, by these deities. It's not your pleasure which is in the center. You have to put the Lord and His pleasure in the center. And I immediately made the arrangements. I said, somehow I made a phone call, it's too cold. Please make the heat. I forgot with whom I spoke at that time. Please make more heat in the temple. And then I remember. This was, they were still in Germany at that time. I just wanted to say, by telling you this episode, that I feel the deities are mine and I am theirs. I feel this connection to these deities because they came to me after I called for them and they corrected me very strongly when they were no longer on the so much in my mind. And both the Lord's attracting His devotee and also the correction of the Lord are equally sweet for the devotee, because it means the Lord cares for me. He doesn't think I'm just somewhere, I'm not important in His life. And both the correction and the mercy are equally sweet for a devotee. Equally. He doesn't make a difference. Because the correction is, the Lord is not angry now and rejects you. No, he takes you on his lap. It means He has accepted you as your as His property. That's very good. I felt like this. So when I did not come to the, as when I knew I would not stay in the Balkans any longer, and the deity, we had to do something about the deities, and I was not sure. There were three options. One was they would come to a devotee who is very attached to them and who worshipped them for a long time in Germany. I know this devotee wouldn't be happy if I tell the name, so it remains anonymous. The devotee, the deity stayed in the house of this devotee before. The second option was in Gorabhavan, near the Yamuna, which is near the Yamuna. You know where I stay. you know where I stay, the little ashram on the lake. But for two reasons, I didn't feel this was a good option. Because I had come to understand that the deities want to see devotees, various devotees. They were the ones who moved to Zagreb to bless all the devotees who did kirtans. They made arrangements to go on the retreats and bless these many, many fortunate souls who came to the Holy Name retreats. They went to the various summer camps, also to the camps of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, because they want to be with devotees. And if we would lock them up in a room or a little ashram, where that would not be appropriate. I felt that very strongly. So then the question was, where is a temple which is near so that I can see them and be with them sometimes, but where devotees come? And the only place where it would be possible, I thought, was the Dharmakasa. And I was thinking also of Berlin, but I thought, let the Berlin temple do the worship really according to the standard which they are used to, and if they a very high standard, and if they now have another deities, Radha Krishna deities, the standards will become more high, and it's not possible for the amount of the devotees who are there. The style of worship here in the, and I thought the Dharma castle is ideal, because here are very serious devotees, there's a nice standard which is possible without the devotees having to faint, because they are also have many other obligations. And then I spoke first with Gadadhar, because as you all know, Gadadhar and myself know each other since many lifetimes, or that is maybe a little bit too long, but since a long time, and I said, can you think it's possible? And I said, it's possible. And he said, well, what we have to see if it's possible with the devotees who do the worship. And there were discussions here, and the discussions made very clear that that we require devotees to come extra to the devotees who do the service here and do the service to Radha Kunya Bihari. And that was ideal. That would give many devotees to the chance to do occasionally service, and there were discussions, and everyone felt very happy, and now they have come somehow to the Dharma castle. I think it is wrong for us to say we made the arrangements, or we cannot make the arrangements of God. We can, for God, we can. He moves us. We don't move him. So he has come, and Damayanti and Gaur Govinda, others wanted to drive them. I said, no, only Damayanti should drive them, and Gaur Govinda, because this Balkans cycle, circle opened with Damayanti as the person in charge, and it needs to be closed by the same person. It's not closed forever. The deities might. They are very innovative. Maybe they get themselves a helicopter and fly to the retreats. And you never know. Krishna is very creative and a little playful also. So now he is here, and I can only say you are very fortunate. I'm very happy that these deities are here, because the deities are very much connected with what we always do here. We do a Gaura Leela. There is a pastime which I would like to tell you, which makes clear how these deities are very, very much connected with Lord Gauranga. But before telling the pastime, I want to chant with you the Shri Kunya Viharyashtakam. That is an ashtakam, means eight prayers, which are composed by Srila Rupa Goswami in glorification of Radha Kunya Bihari. I really wish you to chant with your heart this wonderful prayer. Na 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 It's a beautiful composition. If I can just recite the first verse. All glories to Shri Krishna. We will just see until all the situations are solved. Please close the door. All glories to Shri Krishna, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan's forest. His complexion is as splendid as sapphires. He wears kadamba blossom earrings, and his broad chest is decorated with a garland of gunya. So the last line is Ima Sundara Jayati Kunya Vihari. Huh? And then Charu to Jayati. Always Jayati Kunya Vihari. So I will chant this. I will chant one verse alone, and then we will chant that same verse all together. And then we have learned the melody and will chant together the rest of the verse. Indra Nila Monni Manjula Bana Fulani Pakusum Anchita Kana Krishna Labi Aki Korashi Hari. This is a very complicated melody. I have another one. Let us just, how do we do this matter? Jaya Krishna, any idea? Inna nina mani mani lavana Fulani pakusumani shitakana Krishna lalya kishwara sivari Sundara jaya pikunya. Yes, let's do an easy simple one. Inna nila mani manju lavana Fulani pakuman shitakana Krishna labi aki korasi hari Sundara jayati kunya bihari. Everybody. Inna nila mani anjulana Fulani pakusum anjitakana Krishna labi aki roshati hari Sundara jayati kunya bihari. Radhika vadana chandra chakora Sava balava vadu dhriti chora Chachari chatu rad anchita chari Charuta jayati kunya vihari. Radhika Savata pratita kolita parva Dvangsanina krita vasava garva Goshta rakshana krite giridari Lilaya jayati kunya vihari. Shri Stuyamana
Charita Shukasari Chenibi Jayati Kunya Chandra Kavira Chita Chula Navya Yovana Lasar Prajanari Ranjano Jayati Kunja Bihari Sugandhi Patira Svana Kanchi Parishobhikatira Radhikonata Payodara Bari Kunjaro Jayati Kunja Bihari Chalita Champakamala Atri Kandara Griheshva Vishari Subruvam Jayati Punya Vihari Shaladrik Anshaladrikya Shikti Gopa Lanala Kila Krimya Prema Mata Vrishabhanu Kumari Nagaro Jayati Punya Vihari
Sorry.
Indra Neelamani Manjulavana Bulani Bakusumanchinakana Krishna Labhya Akrishora Sihari Sundaro Jayati says that anyone who reads these eight verses, which are full with the glories of the splendid Lord who enjoys in the forest bowers, the kunjas of Vrindavan, will become attached to the service of the Lord's lotus feet. This is a blessing. You will develop attachment to Krishna. Is that a good project?
Yes.
I think we suffer because we are attached not to Krishna but to things which bind us. We should learn where to place our attachment to become free from bondage. And this is the lotus feet of Radha Kunja Bihari. I would like to bring your attention to the eighth verse, because it is about this verse where we will speak. All glories to Sri Krishna, who enjoys transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan forest. His dancing, sidelong glances make the gopis drop all their household duties. He is the charming lover of Vrishabhanu's daughter, who's mad with love for him. Who's Vrishabhanu's daughter, who's full of, who's intoxicated with love for Krishna? Radha, yes. So it's Radha Kunja Bihari. This is the Ashtakam for them. It's very nice. They are so attractive, these pastimes, that if we hear about them, we drop all our various activities and run to Krishna. That is a good project, is it? This is very clear in the pastime, which is very brief, and I want to tell it at the end. Before we do our artik, every one of us gets a chance to offer a light to Radha Kunja Bihari. Once Radha and Krishna had made an appointment in the forest, it was very dark that night. It was so dark that the two lovers were not able to see even the hand before their eyes. Because Radharani is here described as being mad with love for him, Prema Mata Vrishabhanu Kumari, and she was prepared for this. Abhisar. Abhisar means when a lover goes on a journey, it's called a love journey in Abhisar, to meet the beloved. And she had trained in her house. She had sometimes taken buckets of water and poured them on the courtyard, that it became totally slippery. Other times she had taken branches with thorns and learned to step over thorns. And other times the gopis found her going through the courtyard of her parents, but being blindfolded. The Lalita asked Radharani one day, you are displaying such an unusual behavior. Why? And Radha said, so that I can meet Krishna under all circumstances. Even when it is monsoon and the ground is slippery, I will not fall. Even when the forest path is full of brambles, brambles mean sharp stones and thorns, I will not stop my journey, but I will pass over the journey. And even when it's pitch black, dark in the night, I have learned to go blindfolded through the forest. When we were children, we learned that we always went blindfolded at 12 o'clock in the night through the forest and learned to not be hit, not hit our head on the trees. That is what children did on the island where I grew up. We were moonwalkers. Radha had learned all these arts with one purpose, to meet Krishna. She had left the village with a little manjari who showed her the way, and they were shocked. They were shocked because there was a watchman patrolling and they needed to run in the back of the watchman and then enter the dark paths full of stones and thorns which went through the forest of Vrindavan. And Radharani had arrived at the appointed meeting place, but Krishna had not yet arrived. At least she thought so. The wind was blowing and the leaves were making a rustling sound, and Radha came up and thought, that is my beloved Shyamasundar. But again the Lord did not come. Then there was some other sound of leaves falling on the ground. Very soft sound. And she could see it. She knew, surely these must be the footsteps of my beloved Shyamasundar. But Krishna did not come. Radharani went in and out the kunja, very, very disturbed. What has happened? Sometimes my beloved Shyamasundar kept me waiting the whole night and came the next morning with clear signs of having been together with another lady. Maybe Chandravali. Radharani went in a mood of despair, but the little manjari pacified her and said, I will find Krishna for you. So she went out of the kunj and she heard something from another kunj and was extremely afraid, wanting to serve Radha. She went closer, you know, it's very dark in the night. And they are alone and they are tigers. You know, some of us are afraid when they have to go in the darkness through the town, you know. But this was a forest, a jungle. Vrindavan is not it's a very attractive jungle. But Manjari went in it. What she saw startled her. In the kunja sat a person who was dressed in golden cloth, but who had a golden complexion. It was not the dark blue complexion. It was the Manjari thought, this must be a god of the forest. But there was something in her which made her stay and look, because that person was, whoever it was always chanting, Radha, 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 Radha. Who was this person? It was Krishna, who had come early into the forest, but because it was so dark, he missed the kunj and came to another kunj. And he thought, when is Radha coming? The wind came, and he thought, well, this must be my Radha. But no Radha, only the wind. Then he heard the falling of the leaves on the ground, and he thought, these are the soft footsteps of my Radha. He paced in and out of the kunj, but it was not Radharani. Finally, he sat down in the kunj and began to go into a deep meditation. First he thought, it's too dark, Radha cannot find her way. But then in his meditation, he saw something. He saw the light which is coming from the toenails of Srimati Radhika. Rupa Goswami says, the light from one toenail of Radha is more brilliant than millions of moons. So no problem, no light problem. You know, no problem. So he thought, Radha can find me. Radha can come in the forest because her feet are so wonderful. But what, then he thought, what brings Radha close? You have any idea? The holy name. That's what devotees do who feel separated from Krishna. They chant the holy name, but they chant it not out of duty, but with a sense of longing for Krishna. Because the name brings the named. That is Binadvang Nama. What was it? Nama Namino. Binadvang Nama Namino. The name is not different from the name in transcendental matters. So he had started to chant. But as he chanted, he became so absorbed in Radha's mood that his complexion turned golden. And the Manjari figured it out. It's because Krishna, while chanting Radha's name, had thought about Radha. Therefore, he has become abhinivation with Radha. Radha has entered him. And now he is golden and not black. That the Manjari could figure all this out by her transcendental intelligence. And she said, I'm sure she didn't do this. She immediately ran to Radha's kunj and said, Radha, all your miseries are no longer existent. Come to me. I will show you your Nagara, and you will be surprised. So little Manjari brought Radha, who's very anticipating, and they both look through the kunj, and Radha sees a person, their golden person, who looks like her, but is dressed in a golden dhoti. This is surprising. And finally she finds out, that's Krishna, but why is he golden? So she says, and very soft, her voice is described as being honey sweet. She says, I am here. Ahamatra in Sanskrit. I am here. And she says it a second time, and finally Krishna looks at her, but with ununderstanding eyes at the beginning. Then, as he looks at Radha, his golden color fades and the tamal blue blackish color comes back, and with it the spirit of the Cupid of Vrindavan, the joyful, playful Krishna, is back. And he said, he says, Priya, my dear, I was thinking I'm you and I am looking for Krishna. I was in this mood. I was thinking I was one of my many devotees looking and pining for me. Narada said, my dear Lord, whatever happens here is an eternal pastime. You must have such a form, an eternal form. Inside Krishna, but outside Radha. And Lord Krishna said, yes, I have this form. And in this form, I am known as Gauranga. I will appear in the age of Kali, when people are extremely unfortunate, and I will distribute the love of Godhead, which even Brahma and Shiva look for in this age. Jiva Goswami has described in Tattva Sandhava, Anta Krishna Bahi Gauram. Please say,
Anta Krishna Bahi Gauram.
Dashi Tangadi Vaibhavam Kalau Sankirtanadhyasma Krishna Chaitanyam Ashrita. Last line, please.
Krishna Chaitanya Ashrita.
See, Krishna Chaitanya is internally Krishna himself and outwardly golden. He has manifest in this age of Kali in all his glory, accompanied by his entourage. We take shelter of him by performing Harinam Sankirtan and related devotional services. So, because one of you might be saying, I only accept things from the Upanishads, the Smritis. This is all new stuff. It's not convincing to me. But here's one quotation from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Mahan Prabhu Vai Purusha Sadvas Yaisha Pravartakaha. Pravartaka means he who preaches. Sunirmalam Imam Praptim Ishano Jyotir Avyaya. Sri Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Master, is verily the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the origin of existence, the eternally effulgent Lord. By his grace one obtains ultimate purity. There are many quotations in both the ancient Vedic scriptures and the later scriptures and the Acharyas which convince us that this form which Radha Kunya Vihari took when they were meeting in a kunja in Vrindavan, this form is the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is so I felt when I heard this pastime that the deities could not be at a better place, at a place where Gauranga Mahaprabhu's worship, you see on the Buddhist, that's Gauranga Mahaprabhu, together with his entourage, that is the prophecy of the Acharyas and the scriptures, the Radha Kunya Bihari are there. So whenever they become Krishna meditates and chants Radha's name, and becomes absorbed in Radha and Golden, then he switches the altar. Hare Krishna. So we are very, very fortunate to have them here. Let us see what do they have in mind from here. I'm very curious what will be the next move. But whatever it will be transcendentally blissful. I wish all of you a few minutes before this program ends, or 1 minute where you go to the altar and see them from close. We will now not take questions and answer because we are a little late. We will now request our pujari, I believe Kanu Priya, to start the arati, and the other helpers will bring the lamps of which we can use. I have requested Jai Krishna to sing a special song to give pleasure to them. It's Mana Mama Mana Mandire. Originally, I wanted to request Gadadhar to sing this song, but he comes a little later from an important journey back. So, yes, very good. Let me see. Do you all? I think what the way we will do it. Good, Damayanti is there. The way we will do it is we will sing this quite meditative song together. You have all pieces of paper. It is a very nice and prayerful song. It means, please, are you Hare Krishna? Please be with me. Please abide means to reside or to live. Please abide in the temple of my heart, both day and night. O Krishna Murari, O Sri Krishna Murari. Devotion, love, flower garlands, and sandalwood, please accept them, O delighter of the heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings, beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda, then, O son of Nanda, I will offer your arctic ceremony with the lamplight of my love. We will do this. We will offer an arctic ceremony. The way we will do is, when we have finished this bhajan, the arctic will go on during the bhajan, and when we have finished this japa, this bhajan, then Jai Krishna will sing a Hare Krishna kirtan. And during this Hare Krishna kirtan, we thought it's nice if you all step forward and take a light and offer it first to our Panchatattva deities and then to Radha Konya Bihari. Or you can do it in the other succession, how you like. Some devotees go from the Guru to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Radha Krishna. Others go first to Radha and Krishna, then to Panchatattva, down to the Guru. Whatever you have learned, you can do. No? This is but don't forget, there is a candle in your heart which waits to be lightened. Es gibt eine Kerze in deinem Herzen, die darauf wartest, dass du sie anzündest. Und ich glaube, du weißt das schon seit einiger Zeit. So, offer a lamp light of your love to the Lord. Okay. will end the program with this part. So if you need to do something else, you are welcome to switch off your computer and so on. Yes, very nice. Sehr gut, dass die Kinder partizipieren. Auch Prahlad, alle können. Du bist ja da, Prahlad. Gut. Wir singen jetzt erst noch den Bhajan, Kinder. Und dann, wenn der Hare Krishna Kirtan beginnt, dann könnt ihr alle nach vorne gehen zu Damayanti und sie gibt euch dann ein Licht zum Opfer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.